Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Stafford, back. He's looking. He puts it in the air, and it's incomplete! It's incomplete! The Eagles take over on downs, and now they are heading for the NFC Championship game. Pressure by Carter.
Yeah, pressure by Carter. That was the theme yesterday. The final play, the one that sealed it, the fourth down for the Rams yesterday. Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, JoJo, all your calls coming up here as the Eagles win 28-22, and they now are one win away from a trip to the Super Bowl. And Hugh, let's do a little Big Hugh breakdown of what you saw yesterday from Jalen Carter, who all those comparisons, Hugh, when he came out of the draft of who he compared to, how good he could be, we're seeing it now. Man, he's good.
Oh, well, you know, I mean, to make it as simple as I possibly can, he's a grown-ass man. The one thing that I saw about Jalen is they did their best to try to double-team him as much as they possibly could all night long. And when they did that, for the most part, that they had success. When you start mugging those linebackers and bringing them up to the line and stuff and putting him in one-on-one situations, what they basically did, that's when you saw the beauty that is Jalen Carter. And, man, that's what he's doing. Because, like, the center, he was giving the center fits all day yesterday. And I want to give a shout-out to Milt Williams again and, for the other part, Nolan Smith. Because those guys, to play in a game like that, man, and to be able to get to the quarterback as much as both of these teams did, I think that was pretty phenomenal. But, like, for us, it always starts with Jalen Carter in the middle because he makes it impossible. He makes it impossible for quarterbacks to step up and kind of get that follow-through because he collapses the pocket so quickly. And that's what you saw in that last play where you're talking about, everybody's talking about how who was open over the middle.
Higbee
was open over the middle. Mm-hmm. If Jalen doesn't make that play, we might be having a different conversation. But, man, yeah, he's a phenomenal player. And anytime you give him the one-on-one, he's going to probably win that.
Two things stand out. Kyle earlier made the comparison to Aaron Donald in the Super Bowl when the Rams beat the Bengals, and he disrupted Burrow at the end. You watch Jalen Carter play, and you see shades of Warren Sapp. You see shades of Sue. You see shades of Aaron Donald. You see these great players in him. And the best part, Hugh, is now he brings it on an every down basis. Like last year, he flashed. But I think he played 68 out of 70 snaps yesterday. He plays almost every snap.
Yeah.
He dominates the biggest moments of the games. Yesterday, 5 tackles, 3 quarterback hits, 2 sacks, a pass breakup, the forced fumble. I mean, he was the best player on the field when the Eagles were on defense.
And to your point about how often he's playing like 100% of the snaps.
Uh-huh.
And I remember at the end of the game, they were talking about it, that the Rams kept doing no huddle. And that gave the Eagles no chance at all to substitute defensive linemen in. And they were showing him on the sidelines when they finally got that penalty. And we did get a chance to sub in. They were gassed. I mean, they were like, it was I forget who it was, whether it was Ajamo or Milton Williams, but he was huffing and puffing on the sideline. And I'm sitting there thinking like, oh my God, we're screwed. Like, we're not going to be able to get any pressure on Stafford whatsoever. And for Jalen Carter to do that 2 plays in a row at the end of the game, that was insane.
He's a remarkable player. And the crazy part is, you think back now, they had the 9th pick in the draft the year after they won the Super Bowl because Howie Roseman maneuvered with that pick from the Saints and pushed it back a year, and they stumbled maybe into the best player. Not stumble, that's the wrong word. They put themselves in a position to get maybe the best player in that entire draft in Jalen Carter. He's great. Hugh, one big thing. We're going to talk about the Commanders game coming up in a little bit and our first thought on it. The right guard for the Commanders came out of the game Saturday against the Lions. Sam Cosmi, he tore his ACL. He's out this week. So they're going to have a backup lineman lined up right over him on Sunday.
Oh, yeah, that might be a whole problem.
That might be the game. And that might be the biggest difference.
Yeah, that might be a difference. Problem. Yeah, yeah. Man, I tell you, like, the pressure that he puts on quarterbacks, man, and being able to not step up in the pocket, that's huge. to play with a guy like that, you can't help but to be good, especially coming off the edge. You can't help because the quarterback's not stepping up. Mm-hmm. If anything, he's running away. He's not stepping up. He's not standing in that pocket.
He was great. Let's hear Nick Sirianni after the game talking about Jalen Carter.
Yeah, he's a special player. Jalen Carter is a special player, and he's just done so many of the right things to continue to make himself a special player. Can't say enough about Vic and the job that he does of putting him in position to succeed. Clint Hurt, man, Clint Hurt is a special coach that has helped Jalen. And then all the credit goes to Jalen, who's continued to get better. Jalen's consistently done the right things in and out of the building, you know, from his conditioning to his weight to his style of play. And Jalen Carter, man, he's special. Like, it's not. I mean, I go back to Mount Union, and anytime there was a game like this with snow on the ground, or there was a game where the field conditions were crappy. I remember Larry Karras always saying to me, "The pass rush ain't gonna be getting there this time, and it's gonna be you can have a big day today, Nick." And for him to rush the passer the way that he did, in our group rush the way that we did, in moments of where the footing wasn't great, that to me, that was a championship effort by the defense.
Couple things hit me from that. One, you could hear the locker room in the background going crazy, whatever they're doing as he's doing his press conference. But Hugh, him talking about Carter there and his conditioning, that it's been fun watching him grow up. Like, I remember the first preseason game last year, you saw it with Jalen Carter. Like, no one could block him one-on-one. But
yeah.
But the growing up, the maturing he's done on the field, that's the difference.
Yeah, man. And I remember people saying, "Oh, you're trying to crown him too soon." But you see certain things that he did early on that if he did that consistently, he would be a problem. And that's what he's turned into. He's a whole problem, man.
Yeah, you know what? I think the Eagles and Howie probably should enjoy the next couple years while he's cheap, because he's going
to... Oh, he's about to get paid.
When he's eligible, if he keeps progressing like this, he's going to be one of the highest paid defense players in the league. That's how good he is. He was great yesterday. Let's hear his line mate on the defensive line there, Josh Sweat, talking about just a matter of time before he does what he does.
Do you have a view on Jalen's sack?
Oh, yeah. I was out there. I'm over here. I'm just trying to, like, find a little spot to get through, because I done got chipped so damn hard I was about to throw up. But yeah, he definitely and I saw it, I was like, it was only a matter of time before he was gonna kill that right guard. No disrespect to the right guard, but
what was he like playing in the snow today?
He said no disrespect.
I like, I didn't have his name. I think it was Dotson. Was that the guy? No disrespect. I don't know his name, but whatever. He couldn't block. He couldn't block Jalen Carter. Let's go back to the phone lines here. 215-592-9494 for Dr. Carl in Ardmore. Hey, Dr. Carl.
Can you hear me all right?
We got you, Dr. Carl. What's up?
Okay, I want to get off this. All right, so here are my points. Hugh, you're the guy that sells the bacon, right, on the commercials? Have I got that right?
Yeah, I'm the bacon guy.
He's more of a bacon salesman than a talk show host, so yeah. That's why I consider him, yep.
Well, I got to tell you, Carter saved your bacon and my bacon. He, without him, without that play, and I agree with you, there's no question they would have won the game. I wouldn't even say 85%. I had talked myself into not going crazy and accepting the loss. So I think Carter is the hero. The other thing is when Elliott kicked the first extra point, I looked through my fingers coming in my face, which were spread, and I don't want to tell you the words because I'll be cut off the air that I used when he missed it. And that wasn't bad enough. Then he missed a second. So now going into the end, and Merle's wife was right. I can't believe Merle, as long as he's been around, would say the game's a lock. How many times have we Philadelphians seen victory snatched from the laws of defeat with all our teams, not just football? So I'm sitting there thinking – Those two points are going to kill us. They just about did. So I guess we have no choice as to go with him, with Elliott, in the next 2 weeks. Well, hopefully the next 2 weeks. But I'm just thinking, if he were to get hurt or be sick, there's no kicker out there they would look at?
Well, I mean, there are free agent kickers, right? There are kickers that didn't make teams this year that are just sitting right at home. But, like, I feel like, Dr. Carl, if they were going to do that, they would have done it already. I mean, we've discussed this. If they were going to make a change, they probably would have done it already. Now it feels like they're just going
to
ride.
Yeah, this is what we about to do this, man. We about to go. This is what we're doing.
All right.
Well, keep all those right, hands well, over your eyes for Sunday.
I will. All right. I will spread my fingers.
Well, you have to. You got it. We appreciate it. I don't feel good about the kicking situation. I don't know how anyone could. I mean, he missed multiple extra points. And that game yesterday, let's just talk about the last plays, right? Like, If Carter doesn't make the sack, they probably score a touchdown. If the two extra points are made, they're up 8,
yeah.
Right? Then the conversion, the two-point conversion could only get the game tied. If he makes one of the two, it's probably a tie game. They just go for the one. You know, because he missed both, Hugh, they were probably going to lose if he doesn't sack Stafford.
Man, I tell you, and coming down the field, and when Puka made that catch, I was like, I can't believe it. Yeah, it was a little bit of bungholitis. And then when he came with that sack, it was like, yeah, you could breathe a little bit easier. Yeah, it was definitely that. It was definitely that type of day.
Let's go to Demon, who's up next. What's up, Demon?
Y'all just got me, huh?
Hold on. You got it.
All right, good. But you know, I got some notes for y'all, man. First, I want to say, though, I got to go to the house get my notes. But I want to tell y'all this. Thursday, I called y'all, and I told y'all exactly what was going to happen. I told y'all that the Lions was fool's gold. Remember that conversation?
I do. You called it.
I told y'all that Washington's going to beat them, and then they're going to come to us, and we're going to spank them because we owe them one because they put Jalen out with the illegal hit and the Chauncey Gardner BS. So, but I wanted to clear some things up.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah, let's clear it up.
Yeah, I'm at work, so I had to go out to my truck for a minute, but I'm back in.
Okay.
I got some notes, man.
I love callers with notes. I love callers with notes. That kind of preparation, that's what we do around here. Go ahead, Demon.
Talking to y'all. So I'm on my way down the steps. I'm almost there.
You know what? Hold on. Here's what we're going to do.
Demon, we're going to put you on hold. You're doing a whole lot.
We'll go right back to you. He seems like he's moving fast. Let's give him a chance to get himself together. We'll come back to him.
How you going to have notes that aren't on you?
Well, he's working.
And calling a... Yeah, okay. I'll quit playing.
He called us.
He did. He did make the phone call.
All right. So it's not like we should be catching people off guard. They called us.
That's true. All right, Demon's going to get himself together. We'll bring him right back. Terrence in Springfield. What's up, Terrence?
Thank you for getting me in. Man, let it snow. But nah, man, that snow was in the way yesterday, man. And I texted you, Joe, man. I feel like I'm about to have a heart attack. The last possession the Rams had, I felt like I was going to shart my pants. Man, that last possession you guys just talked about, man, Dylan Carter, man, he reminds me, Kyle said it earlier, of Aaron Donald, man. And I had a friend on Facebook yesterday. Like, I'm going to game ball to Saquon Barkley. He was dominant yesterday. He's been dominant the whole season. He should be the MVP. But that was a snow game. And I feel like in the conditions, you know, I had a friend on Facebook saying, oh, Jalen Hurts is a moron. He's an idiot. I'm like, bro, it's snowing. I'm like, you want to throw for 300 yards and have 4 interceptions and go home like Jared Goff? Or you want to have 4 turnovers and go home like Lamar Jackson? Like, come on, man. Like, it was a snow game. And I feel like in the conditions, I feel like Stafford is he's more of a gunslinger.
Sure.
So he's going to get some passes out. Jalen Hurts is not a gunslinger. He's not going to be trying to dart all over the field in the snow. That's not his game. So I feel like for the kind of game he has, he's efficient. And I do feel like, what's the guy there for Washington that keeps hurting people? I feel like this guy's a dirty player.
Frankie Louvu.
Louvu. Man, that guy is dirty, man. Somebody got to take him out next week, man.
That's dirty.
On the field. I'm getting tired of this guy, man.
That's dirty.
He hurt golf last week. He hurt Gillen. I think Gillen had a concussion twice for playing the Redskins. These guys are dirty, and I feel like we have to come and hammer these guys and set the tone from the get-go because they've been talking trash. I got a friend I went to high school with. He's talking trash about Washington. We're going to see y'all again. Yeah, I told him before the playoffs started, I said, we're going to see y'all again. And what's happening? We're going to see y'all next week.
For all the marbles.
All the marbles on the line, Hugh, man. It's time to eat down,
it's gonna be,
down, baby.
It's going to be a lot of Commodores fans at this game.
Oh, there better not be. We got to keep them out.
No, I mean, they might not be in the game, but they're going to be in the parking lot.
Yeah, they're going to be in the parking lot. It's going to be on and popping, Hugh. It's going to be popping like popcorn, Donkey Kong, King Kong, Godzilla, whatever you want to call it, man. We're going to get it popping next week. And I feel like we got the best all-around team in the NFL. If we don't take it this year, and I heard you guys talking about our kicker. If we lose, man, I will be so distraught. I might lose my mind if we lose the Super Bowl or get eliminated from the playoffs on account of Jake Elliott. Kyle said it best. How are you making 44-yard kicks and you're missing extra points? I don't get it. They don't line up to me. They don't.
But well, yeah, I mean, because those and it wasn't easy elements yesterday. I mean, that was rough. They were sweeping the field off. Terrence, good phone call. Yeah, I like that he's all charged up about the Commanders. This rivalry is about to go into overdrive. So speaking
it's about to be something different,
yeah, it is. So speaking of being the best team left, the Eagles are the favorite right now to win the Super Bowl. They have been set as the favorite after championship weekend. Now, do we think that means they're going to be favored in the Super Bowl no matter who they play? Or is it a matter of they have the easier matchup this week, right? Bills and Chiefs have to play each other. We get the Commanders. That's what I think. I don't know. I mean, they might be a favorite in the Super Bowl. If they are, it's going to be small, right? Like over the Bills and Chiefs, I don't know, a point or two or maybe
yeah,
that.
It's they're probably going to be a pick 'em. It's not going to be great.
Yeah, I think it could be a pick 'em. Where were they over the Chiefs 2 years ago? 1.5, 2.5?
So I think they were, I know they started the week or the at least after the championship games, I think they were -3, but then it went down,
yeah.
And it ended up being close to a pick 'em by game time, I think.
I think the Eagles against whoever would be a very tight spread. You know, whatever, 1.5 to 2 either way. All right, Demon, I think Demon's ready. Let's get him back up here. What's up, Demon?
I'm ready. Y'all.
All right, let's do it.
Let's get down to it. All right, first thing I want to say is this, fellas. It was ice brick cold out there. The ball was frozen, man. So anything about throwing the ball, I hated the concept of that. If you look at the game, which we all did, they only got it in garbage time. 4:42 left, they started throwing the ball, and we was in a prevent defense. Nah. That's the only time they moved the ball.
That garbage time, they almost won, though. I don't know about that, though.
And then also, if my boy 11 would have caught the ball, that would have been more yards for Jalen. All I want to say is this about him, man. Forget all the passing and everything. My first comment was, Jalen is a winner. Point blank, period. I don't care how you carve it up, how you go about it, he just wins the ball games. I don't care. Then I got on here. What I got? The ball's a brick. Oh, the only thing I was complaining about, y'all, was the eye formation. Mm. Didn't do that. I think if we'd have ran an eye formation and had Saquon in there, they can't stop that, man. They can't stop that at all. So those are the only key things. And the last thing, I'll leave y'all with this. You said Jalen Carter, I believe he is right now, the best lineman in the game right now, DN. Inside, interior, whatever you want to call him, he is the best. He's like Aaron Donald. I don't care what y'all are talking about. He's still young. He is that right there. And my boy Slay, he ended it too. He back.
He played well. No, he is, and he's had a strong season. Demon, good phone call. I like the notes. I would say it's Jalen Carter and Chris Jones, right? They're the two best now,
yeah.
Interior defensive linemen?
Yeah.
I mean, like they're... Is he past Chris Jones? I don't know. But he's amazing. I mean, he's a great player. Well, whatever. If he's one or two, the best interior defensive lineman in the NFL, that's really good. Tom and Wayne is up. What's up, Tom? He's barking for Barkley. You get that?
Guys, remember we're barking for Barkley?
Of course.
Bring it back.
Of course. How did we forget that? It's led to this season. Those barks got Barkley here. What's up, Tom?
Oh, man, I'm just so happy. I just couldn't be happier. And, you know, I'd rather have a quarterback throw for 65 yards and win than do anything else. I wanted to run something past you guys if I could.
Go ahead.
It's sort of in line with the bacon comment from the good doctor. But this team kind of reminds me, and maybe you'll be offended, but this team kind of reminds me of the Washington Redskins, you know, the Hogs and Riggins. They'll beat you down in defense and run all over you with their best runner in the league. Thoughts, comments?
So, Tom, I think that's a really interesting comparison for a couple reasons. One, when the Commanders won multiple championships in the 80s, right, into the early 90s, they did it with different quarterbacks, right? And now this Eagles, you know, let's say the last 7 or 8 years, could win multiple Super Bowls with different quarterbacks, right? Nick, Jalen again. Obviously, Carson was part of the first one, too. But the constant was the offensive line. Like those Hogs teams, that was their constant. They changed the running back because it was a Timmy Smith when they won in the 90s, and it was, like you said, Riggins in the beginning. But the constant was the offensive line, and that's the same thing here. Like that's what the strength of the team has been all the years. I like that comp.
It's just so tough, so tough. We can call them the Wild Boars. What do you think?
You like that, Hugh, instead of the Hogs of the 80s with the Washington, the Wild Hogs?
No.
No, you don't like that? What do you want to call them? We can't steal Hogs.
Nah, just call them the Eagles offensive line.
That's boring.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes boring works.
It's no flair whatsoever,
yeah,
Hugh.
You got to have a little more than that. I mean, Eagles offensive line. That doesn't pop off the screen, though. All right, Tom, we'll figure it out as this week goes on. What Wild Boars is in the equation there. All right, let's go to Violet, who's in Virginia. Hey, Violet.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Violet, we're great. How you doing?
I'm great. It was a great, great win. I was very, very excited. I'm one of those crazy people that can't sit there and watch the play. I have to run out the room, but that's okay. That's why they make replays. But
so, like the big plays, you get out or you close your eyes or something?
I just have to get out of the room. I listen, but I can't watch it. And then, of course, you know, I have to see it again. So, and then at some point this week, I'm sure I'll watch the game about two or three more times with my husband. So, but I loved everything. Of course, the defense was amazing. Oh my gosh, Carter and Saquon Barkley. And I understand. I get it. I thought Jalen did manage the game yesterday, and I'm not even worried about the passing, but I am still worried about him holding the ball. It frightens me because the deeper you go, and this Commanders team, like yesterday, the Rams, they came to play, and the Commanders or Commodores, I still call them the Redskins, but they're going to come to play, and we've got to figure out that Chulu guy, Lulu guy, whatever.
Lulu, yeah. Book. Yeah, well, I mean, he's getting a reputation now. He's knocking quarterbacks out of games.
You know, I mean, that concerns me. Concerns me giving points up or you know, again, I'm not dogging on Jalen. You guys know I always say I like the guy. I really do. But he cannot, I mean, at some point, that's going to come back to bite us in the butt.
It is. Violet, I agree with you. And I'm glad you brought up holding the ball. Violet, good phone call. So, Hugh, Jimmy Kemsky put this out this morning. He went back and watched and timed it, like how long it took from the snap to when Hurts was hit by a defender on all seven sacks, right? Like, mm-hmm. How long is Jalen holding the ball? Are these just like instant pressures, or is it more he's holding the ball too long? So I'm going to give you the numbers here, right? Here are the seconds until contact. 4 seconds, 3.3 seconds, 1.8. That obviously is a quick pressure.
That was, yeah.
5.3, 3.7, 3.2, 3.8. He's got to get rid of the ball.
Yeah. On that, was that 1 point something? Was that the one, the safety? That's the one, the timing of the ones that were actually
sacks.
Okay.
Yeah, the seven sacks.
I'm talking about in sequence.
In sequence. I don't think the 1.8 was the safety. I'll go back and watch the video attached to it, but 4-3-1-5-3-3-3. So six out of the seven sacks, he held the football for over 3 seconds before the sack. I mean, he's got to get rid of it. Hugh, I do wonder yesterday if some of it was he wanted to run away, but his footing in the snow, he couldn't move.
Maybe. It's hard to tell. It's one of those things where, you know, when you talk about because a lot of people are hung up on the safety, it just looked like, you know, it could have been a thing where he saw it, but the knee buckled a little bit, you know, because he's just coming off of that and he couldn't move as quickly as he wanted to.
Why are we throwing the ball from the end zone?
there's that question. And if you know that they're getting after your quarterback a little bit, then you got to start calling stuff that's going to allow him to get the ball out of his hands a little bit quicker too. So there's a whole bunch of things, man, that happened in this game that you could look at and point and say this could have been different or that could have been different. And it feels like in the last couple of weeks has been some of the play calls.
Yeah, we need more quick hitters. Like that game Saturday with the Commanders, they had a couple where he sends blitz you and he just got it right out to McLaurin. Like a screen to McLaurin, boom, and then they started running. 215-592-9494. More of your phone calls on the other side. The Eagles are in the NFC title game. We're reacting to it all day. Plus more on Saquon's big touchdown run in the fourth quarter. What happened behind the scenes on that play? We'll get to it coming up here. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show as the Eagles are headed to the NFC title game right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Hurts in the gun. On first down, he goes to Barkley. He breaks a tackle. He's on his way.
Uh-oh.
Here he goes. He's at the 40, 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown! Saquon Barkley, 78 yards. That'll lock it up.
Boy, he is a special football player.
Special he is. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, 205 yards yesterday.
He make it look easy, though.
He does.
You know, it's funny because I'm on, you know, not so much Twitter beef, but just going back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
And on that play where Jalen took the safety, it's amazing how people see certain things and say, oh, I could have made that play. Bruh, I'm here to tell you. And it's no disrespect or trying to say, you know, this, that, or third. But when you're on the field, it's different. The speed is different. I know it looks a certain way in the seats or on television, but, man, it's so different. It is so different when you're out there on the field. It really, really is.
Well, especially when you're banged up. And Hugh, that play, that safety happened pretty shortly after his knee injury.
Yeah.
And that's why I asked the question earlier when we played the clip of him saying, I'm good, you know, I finished. That's my biggest question now coming up against the Commanders on Sunday is, can he move, right? Like, he's a tough guy. He's played through injuries. He's tough. He finished yesterday. I'd be shocked if he doesn't play on Sunday. But can
he
move when the pressure comes, or is he a sitting duck?
He'll probably be out there with the brace on probably this week. Okay, put it like this, and I don't know this for sure because I don't know what his evaluation was, but – if, say for instance, if he has to wear a brace, they're going to get one made specifically for him. Because if I'm not mistaken, the brace that he had on yesterday probably was a generic one.
Yep.
So it's probably going to be made to the spec, and it's going to be, what do they call it? Like, they're gonna rush it through. So he'll have it by the end of the week. If he needs a brace, they're probably going to get one made for him. And he's going to do the aggressive treatment thing, and he'll be ready to go Sunday.
So this morning, when the morning show had their doctor on, as they usually do after Eagles games, and they go over the injuries, obviously the doctor that was on with them this morning wasn't diagnosing Jalen specifically. He was at the game yesterday as a fan, but he's a doctor, and he can kind of watch a video and guess what his guess was: MCL sprain. That's the guess. Well, I mean, we're going to find out more as the week goes on. We'll see. Hopefully, Jalen's good enough to go. But I'm just wondering how he's going to move on Sunday after all the adrenaline wears off from this past weekend. All right, 215-592-9494. But it's back to Saquon on the run. Because that play, even though Merrill may have jumped the gun, and he said that with us earlier, he was right. I mean, that play did win the game, right? That was the winning score of the game. It just got dicey at the end.
Yeah.
Let's talk more about that play. First, Jalen Hurts saying, yeah, he knew that that one was about to go for six.
You mentioned Jared Hall's run early on. What's it like seeing Saquon, you know, do what he does? I mean, that 78-yard TD run, I mean, that's got to be demoralizing.
Well, I knew exactly what was about to happen. You know, just the run we had on, how they had been playing the run, and then the man you're handing the ball off to, you know that there's an opportunity to go out there and take advantage of it, and he took advantage of it, and it's a big-time play we needed. Big time play we needed.
So, you know, I saw a photo last night. Someone took a screenshot, Hugh, of that touchdown run right as Barkley cut left, and Jalen just raised his arms like he knew.
Touchdown.
He's gone.
Because he was gone. He hit that corner so fast. And see, this is the thing that we tend not to realize. Saquon Barkley weighs closer to, he's like 240 pounds, 235, something
running
like that.
Running 20 miles an hour.
And they said like that on the game, let's say he was running at a top speed of like 20-something miles an hour.
It's funny, my daughter, she's 7, she asked me yesterday, like, how fast is that? And I tried to explain, like cars, when they're driving past schools, like, they're not going fast, but they're still moving.
Mm-hmm.
That, she said, he can't run that fast. I said, that's what he was doing. That's 20 miles an hour.
Yeah, and people don't realize when he hit that corner – like, you can see him. You see him, but to be able to react to what he's doing in a timely fashion, that's not easy to do. And then you saw the guy that was in somewhat position to do the arm tackle. Damn, they got his arm tore off.
Yeah, it's not going to work.
That's not working, man. You have that man moving like that, he's hard to bring down. He's a special player. So much so that in one season, Joe, the conversation, and I'm not about to jump into it, but the conversation for him has shifted tremendously in one season. And you know what else I thought about this morning driving in? And I'm petty. And you know, I don't mind being petty. Giants fans got to be sick. Like, Giants fans, chime in and tell me how you feel right now. Your team at home.
Peter Mapleshade, our guy on WIP.
And you see the greatness that is Saquon Barkley. You know what? I'm going to start keeping receipts because it's easier to be petty when you remember names of people. Because I remember when I did, like, before the season started, and the Giants fans, I did this thing where it was like halfway point between New York, the Giants Stadium, and the Link.
Are you up in like Hunterdon County, Jersey?
Yeah, something like that. And I remember all the fans, and they were talking about how bad Saquon was going to be for us and not staying healthy. I remember y'all faces. Don't remember your names. I'm sorry, I'm not good with the names, but I remember your faces. Y'all need to call me. And I especially want the ones that called me talking bad about Saquon and was trying to tell me what he wasn't going to be. Call me. I know you're not going to call, but I just feel like being petty on MLK Day today.
Kyle, you noticed today between the people that called in last week saying turnovers aren't that big of a deal and this, I mean, we're getting a late entry for the Hugh bracket, the Douglas bracket. Petty Douglas over here.
He's rising up. He's becoming a one seed.
Yep. Because I am one game away. I'm one game away from riding on the bus with a bunch of people I'm going to be real uncomfortable with. And I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that because I've already made some phone calls. Like you, as a matter of fact, I made a phone call when we were at the pregame yesterday. My cousin called me. My cousin Omar called me.
It was a break, and Omar was on the phone.
Omar called me, and I told him, I said, "Oh, cuz, we're gonna need tell cousin Jerry, we're gonna need that banana pudding with ice cream." And he was like, "Kenfolk already." I was like, "Yeah, cuz Texas ain't that far from Louisiana," and he said, "Hey, listen. We're going to bring some good food." And then, and not only that, I got invited to the NFLPA is having a party that week.
Oh, how about
and
that?
And I put you my plus one.
Oh, I get to sneak in?
Yeah, we get to go. We're going to go.
Nothing says NFLPA like Joe Gillian.
Yeah, I mean, we making plans. We're going to get all the swag. Probably shouldn't have shared that on the air, but
that's okay.
Still, it's like I'm happy.
Just dump you know, that,
we
Kyle.
Just say, yeah, just dump that part.
So
here, we're not looking ahead. The team ain't looking ahead.
That's going over there.
Man, we looking ahead, man.
So here's my question. So if we get there on a Sunday, do we have the hand grenades on Sunday, or do we wait till we're in the rhythm of the week?
Ooh, well, seeing as that we're probably, how long are we going to be there? A couple days?
So we're definitely going to be there from Sunday through Thursday. I'm not sure about after that.
Okay,
that,
Sunday
at least
through
that's
Thursday.
The notification I got for the hotel.
Okay, so we probably got to get it in Sunday.
You want to start the week off that
gonna
way?
So we're going to come to work Monday banged up. We're going to be banged up on a Monday.
Welcome in to Super Bowl week. We're in a rough one. We're in New Orleans.
They got to understand, though, because we've been on the bus the whole time. We got there. We're going to probably be a little banged up.
They better win this thing on Sunday. They better win. Jalen, get it together. Elliot, make the kicks. All right, one more from yesterday. Let's listen to Saquon, because we found out after the game that not only did Saquon do the run with the physical element of it, he called for that play. He said that he let the coaches know he saw something. Here's Saquon talking about asking for that specific run to seal the game.
Before, I closed my eyes and talked to Jody, our therapist, kind of like my own little mantra. And so it's cool when you work on exercises like that and you tell yourself this is the moment and it happens. Fred did show me a picture of me screaming like a little kid, so I might have to try to get rid of that picture and get that picture taken down. But it was fun. It was a play that I asked for, just being out there and getting a feel and seeing what they were doing. And me and Coach Ramon talked about it. Took it to Kellen. It's a beautiful thing when stuff like that happens and it works and all comes together.
Called his shot. He asked for that play. I mean, that's asking for the ball and then draining the three right away.
Boy, I tell you, man. And he's a special guy. And anytime you call, you ask for the ball and you get it done. That's pretty impressive. Hey, watch this. Because they had the cut where him. He was talking to Jalen. And I guess he told him, watch this or here we go or something. And, man, when he took off, it was just like, kiss the baby.
So how far is he away from what Elliott is deeming now the winner's record? Because Elliott, he pulled this out yesterday on the pregame show, the winner's record. That's the actual rushing record for a full season, including the postseason. So Saquon Howe has 2,329 yards all together, right? You include the postseason, obviously, yesterday in the first round. Terrell Davis is the record holder when you include the postseason, 2,476. So if my math on this is correct, a shade under 150 on Sunday gets the job done. If he gets 100 and they win, he's going to break that record of the most rushing yards when you include the playoffs in any season
Special
ever.
Special player, man. Giants fan, how y'all feel about that, man? I mean, seriously, it's just amazing how in one season, he was with y'all for how many years? Five?
He was drafted 18.
He was with y'all. What's that math on that? 18, 19, 20?
Six.
6 years?
Because it was the same draft as Lamar and Allen,
okay,
right?
Yeah.
18.
But the point is this. Think about this. As good as he was with y'all, he's in rarefied air with us. How do you feel about that? Y'all on the way. And look at this too, Giants fan. The Commodores. We are in an NFC championship game with the Commodores. And y'all know what y'all about to do. Y'all kept the dude. And the GM that got rid of this dude at the beginning of the season. And y'all, and on top of that, y'all had a press conference like immediately after the season was over and told everybody, things are going to stay the same.
Well, the interesting part, Hugh, is the gap in the NFC is think about the four teams, right? Two are going to play each other in the game Sunday.
Yes.
To go to the Super Bowl. Obviously, the Eagles have been good for a while and will continue to be good. The Commanders look like they're just starting now with this quarterback. The other two teams look so far behind. I mean, the Giants are a joke, but even the Cowboys.
We ain't going to talk about the Cowboys.
I mean, like, there's two teams
Polo,
now.
We got poor little Skip Bayless out there tweeting on Eagles stuff.
Oh, he's been picking the Eagles all year. It's made me uncomfortable. He's been on the Eagles for a job.
Man, I tell you, it's crazy.
All right, let's go to Tyler in Delaware, who probably had our best pump-up speech on Friday. I mean, Tyler was on one Friday. I mean, he got everyone pumped Friday. He's back now. What's up, Tyler?
I was on one. No gummies, Joe. Happy Victory Monday, Joe, Hugh, and Kyle.
What's up,
Tyler? What's up, buddy? How you feeling?
Hey, first of all, my brother and Thundercat Hugh, where is that Rams fan David who said that he would call in on Monday? We keep receipts on this show.
See, I forgot about the Rams fan that called in talking all that trash.
Yeah.
Preach that petty.
See, I need more petty friends to help me because I forget.
That
my
might
pettiness.
Be the name of Hugh's podcast. Preach that petty.
Yeah, I need some more because I forget sometimes people talking crazy or whatever, and I tend to forget.
Do you need a secretary of petty?
A petty secretary. Yes, I need that.
Let's get this corrected right now, Hugh. What did we do? Repeat after me. We beat L.A.
We beat L.A.
We figured it out now.
Hey, Tyler, I'm a little nervous now because you might switch it up on me, so I'm not confident in my chance.
Hey, it is all good. When Friday rolls around, we're going to make sure that you, Joe, and Kyle are ready. All right, we just keep upping it each week. We got to keep on outdoing it. So that's a good thing. But look, let me tell y'all, that victory was a heart-pounding, nail-biting, blood-pressure-rising, all-time thriller. All right, I know forecasts are difficult to call at times, but how about calling 200 yards for Saquon on Friday? We spoke it into existence and experienced that joy of winning in the snow. Saquon had his shady run. I mean, that was cold. 78 of them things, Hugh.
78.
In the snow.
Of them things.
And
when he was slapping his helmet, that was one of the coolest things I've ever seen. Like, it was like all those years of losing, it's just like the losing finally came off him.
Is that what it was?
I think it was like he shed all that losing and he became a winner yesterday. That was awesome.
There was so much emotion and passion in the way that they played. And to those of you blaming Jalen for taking the safety and all, Jalen did what he had to do again. He threw the ball 20 times. He completed 15 passes. But once again, what did he not do? He didn't put the ball in harm's way. He didn't turn the ball over. Had Smitty made that catch and A.J. made that catch in the end zone, he would have had over 200 yards passing. So just look at the fact that the middle of the fourth quarter, fourth and four, under pressure, Jalen threw that dime to A.J. Brown to keep the chains moving when it was 19-15. And I cannot emphasize this enough to the listeners of this station. This Eagles team is special. Other teams might have a special player or two, but football, as you know, Hugh, from being a defensive guy, football is a team game, okay? This is the third time since 2017 that we're talking about the Eagles in the NFC Championship game. Did Matthew Stafford throw for over 300 yards? Yes. But do you know what? That Eagles defense held the Rams' big three of Cooper Kupp, Puka Nacua, and Kyren Williams out of the end zone. We won the game in those gotta-have-it moments. The Eagles made the plays that we needed in those gotta-have-it moments. And Jalen Carter, my goodness, thank you so much to all those teams ahead of us, if you really want to be petty, who let him fall to us, because Jalen Carter is a dog. He is a beast out there. And when I see our team do what they did and play a whole game, okay, everybody contributed to that victory. That's what makes me proud to be an Eagles fan. And to everybody out there who keeps doubting the Birds, continue to doubt them. Enjoy this one, and I'm telling y'all, it's going to be a special week of radio. Go Birds, Dream Team, Joe, Hugh, and Kyle.
That's a big-time call, Tyler. Yeah, Tyler's really rising up the caller power rankings. I mean, that guy's bringing it.
We got caller power rankings? I didn't know that.
Well, I mean, I have them in my head. I don't want to offend anybody. Yeah. They're in my head, though. I mean, I think you know if you're in the top of the power rankings. I think you could feel that if you call the show often. But Tyler's doing a heck of a job. Derek's on the caller power rankings. He's in Paoli. What's up, Derek?
Man, listen, I don't know if I get a vote, but That was one of the best calls I heard in a long time, man. He brought the pain.
He brought the energy. Derek, I mean, what are you feeling today?
He was acting. He bought it. This is what I'm feeling about this team, right? First of all, Jalen Carter, he was number one on the big board, but, you know, that happened. But he's always been dialing it. But I just feel like this Eagles team, man, like, they like each other, bro. Because last year, we had a lot, even how this year started off, like, rocky, and they still stuck together. Like, this team, like, the defense, they went out there, and they were tired, bro. That's all Chris Collinsworth and them kept saying was, they're not going to be able to sub. They're going to do this. They're going to do that. And when the Eagles had to make a play, man, they made a play. That's all I'm saying. Like, this defense, man, the defense plays for the offense plays for the defense, the special teams. Like, this team is locked in. So I feel like a lot of callers, when they call in and host too, like, we're missing out on a special season, man. I really think we are, because this team is for real, man. And all that like glamorous, you know, fake stumbling, like Suge used to say, all that fake stuff in the videos, fake stumbling, throwing to your lineman and all that stuff don't get it done in the playoffs, man. This Eagles team yesterday, they gutted that joint out. It was nerve wracking. But a win, don't nothing feel better than a win, Hugh. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no, I'm with you on that, man. Don't nothing. A win is a win, and you take them any way you can get them, man.
Look at it. Like, we could sit here and tell, yeah, Jalen, we all know Jalen, the passing game and all this and that. But I also think A.J. Brown, he's a lot more hurt than they're letting us.
I think you're right, Derek. It's weird for him to have this many games.
Him not out there is a big difference.
Yep. Oh, of course.
And he's not complaining. You know what I'm saying? He's not complaining.
Well, he's just reading his book.
He's smiling. He's laughing and this and that.
That's all you can ask for, man.
Like, Jalen Hurts, when you see Hurts out there, you see that video that Devin Caney posted on Instagram? She's interviewing Jake Elliott, and Hurts ran over there and said some words to him. That's why I said this team is just different, man. And I get excited watching them, man. I just think we gonna go, man. I think we gonna go.
Well, they're close. I mean, Derek, we're there now.
I was just down there, but we on our way, man.
Well, we are, and they're close now. 5.5-point favorite at home against the Commanders to get there. Derek, we appreciate it. Look, nothing's a lock, and they got to go win this game on Sunday. But we could not have drew up a better path. I mean, the whole year, Hugh, the Lions looked like the best team, right? They had the number one record. They had the inside track to home field, which they got.
Oh, yeah.
And we thought we'd be going there this weekend and have to knock them off to get to the Super Bowl. And the Commanders did it. I mean, so that sets up the game here. Could you imagine what the place is going to be like Sunday? It's like a chance to go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, bananas. It's going to be bananas. It's, I would imagine, like I have friends of mine that are Commodores fans. They're not probably going to the game, but they're making plans to come here.
You got to block their numbers.
To be a part of it. Yeah, yeah. Got to block their numbers.
Yeah, they better not try to come to the game.
And no, they're probably going to come and hang out at some of the local. Mm-hmm. They just want to be local.
They want to be part of the atmosphere.
Yeah, they want to be a part of
the week. Yeah, let's go to Junior, who's up next. What's up, Junior?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Junior from Texas here. You know, I really wanted to talk about Jalen Hurts, man. So I've noticed this morning there is an insane amount of negativity going around with the way Jalen Hurts played yesterday. And I personally think he played phenomenal. And here's why.
Phenomenal.
So we had, 23 points taken off of the board. Lane Johnson false start at the goal line on the tush push. We had Dallas Goedert's goal line catch called back due to illegal man downfield. And then A.J. Brown dropped the back shoulder touchdown when Jalen threw it in the breadbasket, right? And then we had the two missed extra points. If none of that happens, we're talking about a four-touchdown day for Jalen Hurts. We're not even talking about, you know, we're talking about him having over 250 passing yards. We're talking about him having a phenomenal day in the blizzard. And another thing is how many teams in the NFL can have all of that go against them and still come out with a win? And I also called last week, and I mentioned that I had a ton of confidence in Oren Burks, too.
He played. He did a good job. He had a big pass breakup. I mean, Junior, I understand your point, but also, like, Jalen took sacks to take them out of field goal range. He fumbled the ball. Like, he also
he had
struggles. I mean, he took a safety.
He did have his moments, and there's no denying that. There were a couple where he did hold the ball too long, and he was kind of just dancing around back there. But what I think, too, is that we have a problem with long developing concepts.
Uh-huh.
And I think this is where Jalen and Kellen Moore, they need to get together and start working on the quick game again. Because we saw it early on in the season. It was working really well. They were hitting those short outs, those little slants. They were hitting everything close. And they kind of just started going away from it. And I'm not sure why. But that's kind of where that issue is. But I think they had a phenomenal game yesterday. I think we're going to win on Sunday. You know, this is just a special team that fights for each other. That they're ready to die for each other out on that field. And no matter what happens, it seems like they always overcome that adversity. And it feels like every week they're always talking about how Sirianni's talking about adversity and how they have to overcome everything.
Dog mentality. They have the dog mentality. Junior, good phone call.
Well, dog mentality.
They have dog mentality. It is a close team. I mean, look, they've lost one football game since September. They're a great team. They've shown that now for a long, long time. And they're two wins away from a parade. Where's somebody going to New Orleans? We could be doing a show from parade in a few weeks. Are you ready for that one? You got your coat?
Yeah, I just got a coat the other day, so I'm good.
Yeah.
I didn't think about that, being outside.
Was it warm? It seemed like a nice coat.
You think they're going to put us outside?
For the parade? Yeah.
I ain't trying to be outside.
Well, Hugh, that usually parades aren't inside, so.
Well, yeah, you know, I'm talking about. But, you know, last time I remember coming to the parade, we were actually in, like, a building.
Oh, maybe. I don't know exactly where. I'm just saying. Good thing you have a code. 215-592-9494. We'll get into the Commanders matchup. First thoughts, a look at the line, what it means, your phone calls in the next hour right here on the Midday Show as the Eagles get set for the NFC Championship game on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Let's talk about bacon. Specifically, let's talk about Hatfield bacon. I love bacon, y'all. Y'all know I can eat bacon all day long. I can eat it for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And then start the day off eating some bacon, some more. It's delicious, and there are so many different flavors and cuts to choose from. Like hardwood smoked bacon. Got to slow these down because it gets a little weird when I do this part. Applewood smoked bacon. They got thick cut hardwood smoked bacon. And then there's that extra thick cut maple brown sugar bacon. You know I love bacon. So do yourself a favor and get you some Hatfield bacon today. Head to simplyhatfield.com and put some pork on your fork.
Hurts in the gun. On first down, he goes to Barkley. He breaks a tackle. He's on his way.
Uh-oh.
Here he goes. He's at the 40, 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown! Saquon Barkley, 78 yards. That'll lock it up.
Boy, he is a special football player.
Special he is. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, 205 yards yesterday. By
he make it look easy, though.
He does.
You know, it's funny because I'm on, you know, not so much Twitter beef, but just going back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
And on that play where Jalen took the safety, it's amazing how people see certain things and say, oh, I could have made that play. Bruh, I'm here to tell you. And it's no disrespect or trying to say, you know, this, that, or third. But when you're on the field, it's different. The speed is different. I know it looks a certain way in the seats or on television, but, man, it's so different. It is so different when you're out there on the field. It really, really is.
Well, especially when you're banged up. And Hugh, that play, that safety happened pretty shortly after his knee injury.
Yeah.
And that's why I asked the question earlier when we, you know, we played the clip of him saying, I'm good, you know, I finished. That's my biggest question now coming up against the Commanders on Sunday is can he move, right? Like, he's a tough guy. He's played through injuries. He's tough. He finished yesterday. I'd be shocked if he doesn't play on Sunday. But can
he's
he
gonna
move
play.
When the pressure comes? Or
what?
Is he a sitting duck?
He'll probably be out there with the brace on. Probably this week. Okay, put it like this. And I don't know this for sure because I don't know what his evaluation was. But if, say for instance, if he has to wear a brace, they're going to get one made specifically for him. Because if I'm not mistaken, the brace that he had on yesterday probably was a generic one.
Yep.
So it's probably going to be made to the and it's going to be, what do they call it? Like, they're gonna rush it through. So he'll have it by the end of the week. If he needs a brace, they're probably going to get one made for him. And he's going to do the aggressive treatment thing. And he'll be ready to go Sunday.
So this morning, when the morning show had their doctor on, as they usually do after Eagles games, and they go over the injuries, obviously the doctor that was on with them this morning wasn't diagnosing Jalen specifically. He was at the game yesterday as a fan, but he's a doctor, and he can kind of watch a video and guess what his guess was: MCL sprain. That's the guess. Well, I mean, we're going to find out more as the week goes on. We'll see. Hopefully, Jalen's good enough to go. But I'm just wondering how he's going to move on Sunday after all the adrenaline wears off from this past weekend. All right, 215-592-9494. But it's back to Saquon on the run. Because that play, even though Merrill may have jumped the gun, and he said that with us earlier, he was right. I mean, that play did win the game, right? That was the winning score of the game. It just got dicey at the end.
Yeah.
Let's talk more about that play. First, Jalen Hurts saying, yeah, he knew that one was about to go for six.
You mentioned your call early on and everything. What's it like seeing Saquon, you know, do what he does? I mean, that 78-yard TD run, I mean, that's got to be demoralizing.
Well, I knew exactly what was about to happen. You know, the run we had on, how they had been playing the run, and then the man you're handing the ball off to, you know that there's an opportunity to go out there and take advantage of it, and he took advantage of it, and it's a big-time play we needed. Big time play, we need it.
So, you know, I saw a photo last night. Someone took a screenshot, Hugh, of that touchdown run right as Barkley cut left, and Jalen just raised his arms like he knew.
Touchdown.
He's gone.
Because he was gone. He hit that corner so fast. This is the thing that we tend not to realize. Saquon Barkley weighs closer to, he's like 240 pounds, 235, to something
running
like that.
Running 20 miles an hour.
And they said like that on the game, they say he was running at a top speed of like 20-something miles an hour.
It's funny, my daughter, she's 7, she asked me yesterday, like, how fast is that? And I tried to explain, like cars, when they're driving past schools, like, they're not going fast, but they're still moving.
Mm-hmm.
That, she said, he can't run that fast. I said, that's what he was doing. That's 20 miles an hour.
Yeah, and people don't realize when he hit that corner, like you see him, but to be able to react to what he's doing in a timely fashion, that's not easy to do. And then you saw the guy that was in somewhat position to do the arm tackle. Damn, they got his arm tore off.
Yeah, it's not going to work.
That's not working, man. You have that man moving like that. He's hard to bring down. He's a special player. So much so that in one season, Joe, the conversation, and I'm not about to jump into it, but the conversation for him has shifted tremendously in one season. And you know what else I thought about this morning driving in? And I'm petty. And you know, I don't mind being petty. Giants fans got to be sick. Like, Giants fans, chime in and tell me how you feel right now. Your team at home.
Peter Mapleshade, our guy on WIP.
And you see the greatness that is Saquon Barkley. You know what? I'm going to start keeping receipts because it's easier to be petty when you remember names of people. Because I remember when I did, like, before the season started, and the Giants fans, I did this thing where it was like halfway point between New York, the Giants Stadium, and the link.
Yeah, you were up in like Hunter County, Jersey.
Yeah, something like that. And I remember all the fans, and they were talking about how bad Saquon was going to be for us and not staying healthy. I remember y'all faces. Don't remember your names. I'm sorry, I'm not good with the names, but I remember your faces. Y'all need to call me. And I especially want the ones that called me talking bad about Saquon and was trying to tell me what he wasn't going to be. Call me. I know you're not going to call, but I just felt like being petty on MLK Day today.
Kyle, you noticed today between the people that called in last week saying turnovers aren't that big of a deal and this, I mean, we're getting a late entry for the Hugh bracket, the Douglas bracket. Petty Douglas over here.
He's rising up. He's becoming a one seed.
Yep, listen.
Yep.
Because I am one game away. I'm one game away from riding on the bus with a bunch of people I'm going to be real uncomfortable with. And I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that because I've already made some phone calls. Like you, as a matter of fact, I made a phone call when we were at the pregame yesterday. My cousin called me. My cousin Omar called me.
It was a break, and Omar was on the phone.
Omar called me, and I told him. I said, "Oh, cuz, we're gonna need tell cousin Jerry, we're gonna need that banana pudding with ice cream." And he was like, "Kenfolk already." I was like, "Yeah, cause Texas ain't that far from Louisiana." And he said, "Hey, listen. We're going to bring some good food." And then, and not only that, I got invited to the NFLPA is having a party that week.
Oh, how about
and
that?
And I put you my plus one.
Oh, I get to sneak in?
Yeah, we get to go. We're going to go. We're going. I'm making plans.
Nothing says NFLPA like Joe Gillian.
Yeah, I mean, we're making plans. We're going to get all the swag. Probably shouldn't have shared that on the air, but
that's okay.
Still, it's like I'm happy.
Just dump that,
Kyle. Just dump that part.
So
we're not looking at. Well, we're looking ahead. The team ain't looking ahead.
That's going over there.
Man, we looking ahead. Man.
So here's my question. So if we get there on a Sunday, do we have the hand grenades on Sunday, or do we wait till we're in the rhythm of the week?
Ooh, well, seeing as that we're probably how long are we gonna be there? A couple days.
So we're definitely going to be there from Sunday through Thursday. I'm not sure about after that.
Okay,
that,
Sunday through
Thursday.
At least
that's the notification I got for the hotel.
Okay, so we probably got to get it in Sunday.
You want to start the week off that
way? So we're going to come to work Monday banged up. We're going to be banged up on a Monday.
Welcome in to Super Bowl week. What a rough one. We're in New Orleans.
They got to understand, though, because we've been on the bus the whole time. We got there. We're going to probably be a little banged up.
They better win this thing on Sunday. They better win. Jalen, get it together. Elliot, make the kicks. All right, one more from yesterday. Let's listen to Saquon, because we found out after the game that not only did Saquon do the run with the physical element of it, he called for that play. He said that he let the coaches know he saw something. Here's Saquon talking about asking for that specific run to seal the game.
Before, I closed my eyes and talking to Jody, our therapist, kind of got like my own little mantra, and so it's cool when you work on exercises like that, and you tell yourself this is the moment, and it happens. Fred did show me a picture of me screaming like a little kid, so I might have to try to get rid of that picture and get that picture taken down, but it was fun. It was a play that I asked for, just being out there and getting a feel and seeing what they were doing, and me and Coach Jamal talked about it, took it to Kellen. It's a beautiful thing when stuff like that happens and it works and all comes together.
Called his shot. He asked for that play. I mean, that's asking for the ball and then draining the three right away.
Boy, I tell you, man. And he's a special guy. And anytime you call, you ask for the ball and you get it done. That's pretty impressive. Hey, watch this. Because they had the cut where he was talking to Jalen. And I guess he told him, watch this or here we go or something. And, man, when he took off, it was just like kiss the baby.
So how far is he away from what Elliott is deeming now the winner's record? Because Elliott, he pulled this out yesterday on the pregame show, the winner's record. That's the actual rushing record for a full season, including the postseason. So Saquon Howell has 2,329 yards all together, right? You include the postseason, obviously, yesterday in the first round. Terrell Davis is the record holder when you include the postseason, 2,476. So if my math on this is correct, a shade under 150 on Sunday gets the job done. If he gets 100 and they win, he's going to break that record of the most rushing yards when you include the playoffs in any season
Special
ever.
Special player, man. Giants fan, how y'all feel about that, man? I mean, seriously, it's just amazing how in one season, he was with y'all for how many years? Five?
He was drafted 18.
He was with y'all. What's that math on that? 18, 19, 20?
Six.
6 years?
Because it was the same draft as Lamar and Allen,
okay,
right?
Yeah.
18.
But the point is this. Think about this. As good as he was with y'all, he's in rarefied air with us. How do you feel about that? Y'all on the way. And look at this too, Giants fan. The Commodores. We are in an NFC championship game with the Commodores. And y'all know what y'all about to do. Y'all kept the dude and the GM that got rid of this dude at the beginning of the season. And y'all, and on top of that, y'all had a press conference like immediately after the season was over and told everybody, things are going to stay the same.
Well, the interesting part, Hugh, is the gap in the NFC is think about the four teams, right? Two are going to play each other in the game Sunday.
Yes.
To go to the Super Bowl. Obviously, the Eagles have been good for a while and will continue to be good. The Commanders look like they're just starting now with this quarterback. The other two teams look so far behind. I mean, the Giants are a joke, but even the Cowboys.
We ain't going to talk about the Cowboys.
I mean, like, there's two teams
Polo,
now.
We got Polo Skip Bayless out there tweeting on Eagles stuff.
Oh, he's been picking the Eagles all year. It's made me uncomfortable. He's been on the Eagles for a jump.
Man, I tell you, it's crazy.
All right, let's go to Tyler in Delaware, who probably had our best pump-up speech on Friday. I mean, Tyler was He was on one Friday. I mean, he got everyone pumped Friday. He's back now. What's up, Tyler?
I was on one. No gummies, Joe. Happy Victory Monday, Joe, Hugh, and Kyle.
What's up,
Tyler? What's up, buddy? How you feeling?
Hey, first of all, my brother and Thundercat Hugh, where is that Rams fan David who said that he would call in on Monday? We keep receipts on this show.
See, I forgot about the Rams fan that called in talking all that trash. Yeah.
Preach that petty.
See, I need more petty friends to help me because I forget.
That
my
might
pettiness.
Be the name of Hugh's podcast. Preach that petty.
Yeah, I need some more because I forget sometimes people talking crazy or whatever, and I tend to forget.
Do you need a secretary of petty?
A petty secretary. Yes, I need that.
Let's get this corrected right now, Hugh. What did we do? Repeat after me. We beat L.A.
We beat L.A.
Beat L.A.
Beat L.A.
No, we figured it out now.
Hey, Tyler, I'm a little nervous now because you might switch up on me, so I'm not confident in my chance.
it is all good. When Friday rolls around, we're going to make sure that you, Joe, and Kyle are ready. All right, we just keep upping it each week. We got to keep on outdoing it. So that's a good thing. But look, let me tell y'all, that victory was a heart-pounding, nail-biting, blood-pressure-rising all-time thriller. All right, I know forecasts are difficult to call at times, but how about calling 200 yards for Saquon on Friday? We spoke it into existence and experienced that joy of winning in the snow. Saquon had his shady run. I mean, that was cold. 78 of them things, Hugh.
78
in the snow.
Of them things.
When he was slapping his helmet, that was one of the coolest things I've ever seen. Like it was like all those years of losing. It's just like the losing finally came off him.
Is that what it was?
I think it was like he shed all that losing and he became a winner yesterday. That was awesome.
There was so much emotion and passion in the way that they played. And to those of you blaming Jalen for taking the safety and all. Jalen did what he had to do again. He threw the ball 20 times. He completed 15 passes. But once again, what did he not do? He didn't put the ball in harm's way. He didn't turn the ball over. Had
Smitty made that catch and A.J. made that catch in the end zone, he would have had over 200 yards passing. So just look at the fact that the middle of the fourth quarter, fourth and four, under pressure, Jalen threw that dime to A.J. Brown to keep the chains moving when it was 19-15. And I cannot emphasize this enough to the listeners of this station. This Eagles team is special. Other teams might have a special player or two, but football, as you know, Hugh, from being a defensive guy, football is a team game. Okay? This is the third time since 2017 that we're talking about the Eagles in the NFC Championship game. Did Matthew Stafford throw for over 300 yards? Yes. But do you know what? That Eagles defense held the Rams' big three of Cooper Kupp, Puka Nacua, and Kyren Williams out of the end zone. We won the game in those gotta-have-it moments. The Eagles made the plays that we needed in those gotta-have-it moments. And Jalen Carter, my goodness, thank you so much to all those teams ahead of us, if you really want to be petty, who let him fall to us, because Jalen Carter is a dog. He is a beast out there. And when I see our team do what they did and play a whole game, okay, everybody contributed to that victory. That's what makes me proud to be an Eagles fan. And to everybody out there who keeps doubting the Birds, continue to doubt them. Enjoy this one, and I'm telling y'all, it's going to be a special week of radio. Go Birds, Dream Team, Joe, Hugh, and Kyle.
That's a big-time call, Tyler. Yeah, Tyler's dope. Really rising up the caller power rankings. I mean, that guy's bringing it.
We got caller power rankings? I didn't know that.
Well, I mean, I have them in my head. I don't want to say I don't want to offend anybody. Yeah. They're in my head, though. I mean, I think you know if you're in the top of the power rankings. I think you could feel that if you call the show often. But Tyler's doing a heck of a job. Derek's on the caller power rankings. He's in Paoli. What's up, Derek?
Man, listen, I don't know if I get a vote, but That was one of the best calls I heard in a long time, man. He brought the pain.
He brought the energy. Derek, I mean, what are you feeling today?
He was acting. He bought it. This is what I'm feeling about this team, right? First of all, with Jalen Carter, he was number one on the big board, but, you know, that happened. But he's always been dominant. But I just feel like this Eagles team, man, like, they like each other, bro. Because last year, we had a lot, even how this year started off, like, rocky, and they still stuck together. Like, this team, like, the defense, they went out there, and they were tired, bro. That's all Chris Collinsworth and them kept saying was, they're not going to be able to sub. They're going to do this. They're going to do that. And when the Eagles had to make a play, man, they made a play. That's all I'm saying. Like, this defense, man, the defense plays for the offense plays for the defense, the special teams. Like, this team is locked in. So I feel like a lot of callers, when they call in and host too, like, we're missing out on a special season, man. I really think we are, because this team is for real, man. And all that like glamorous, you know, fake stumbling, like Suge used to say, that all that fake stuff in the videos, fake stumbling, throwing to your lineman and all that stuff don't get it done in the playoffs, man. This Eagles team yesterday, they gutted that jaw out. It was nerve wracking. But a win ain't nothing. Don't nothing feel better than a win, Hugh. You know what I'm saying?
Oh no, I'm with you on that, man. Don't nothing. A win is a win, and you take them any way you can get them, man.
That's how I look at it. Like, we could sit here and tell, yeah, Jalen. We all know Jalen, the passing game, and all this and that. But I also think A.J. Brown, he's a lot more hurt than they're letting us.
I think you're right, Derek. It's weird for him to have this many games.
Him not out is a big difference.
Yep. Oh, of course.
And he's not complaining. You know what I'm saying? He's not complaining.
Well, he's just reading his book.
He's smiling. He's laughing and this and that.
That's all you can ask for, man.
Like, Jalen Hurts, when you see Hurts out there, you see that video that Devin Caney posted on Instagram? She's interviewing Jake Elliott, and Hurts ran over there and said some words to him. That's why I said this team is just different, man. And I get excited watching them, man. I just think we gonna go, man. I think we gonna go.
Well, they're close. I mean Derek, we're there now. I mean,
I was just down there, but we on our way, man.
Well, we are, and they're close now. 5.5-point favorite at home against the Commanders to get there. Derek, we appreciate it. Look, nothing's a lock, and they got to go win this game on Sunday. But we could not have drew up a better path. I mean. the whole year, Hugh, the Lions looked like the best team, right? They had the number one record. They had the inside track to home field, which they got.
Oh, yeah.
And we thought we'd be going there this weekend and have to knock them off to get to the Super Bowl. And the Commanders did it. I mean, so that sets up the game here. Could you imagine what the place is going to be like Sunday? It's like a chance to go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, bananas. It's going to be bananas. It's I would imagine, like, I have friends of mine that are Commodores fans. They're not probably going to the game, but they're making plans to come here.
You got to block their numbers.
To be a part of it. Yeah. Got to block their numbers.
Yeah, they better not try to come to the game.
And they're probably going to come and hang out at some of the local. Mm-hmm. They just want to be local.
They want to be part of the atmosphere.
Yeah, they want to be a part of that.
We care. Let's go to Junior, who's up next. What's up, Junior?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Junior from Texas here. I really wanted to talk about Jalen Hurts, man. So I've noticed this morning there is an insane amount of negativity going around the way Jalen Hurts played yesterday. And I personally think he played phenomenal. And here's why.
Phenomenal.
So we had, 23 points taken off of the board. Lane Johnson false start at the goal line on the tush push. We had Dallas Goedert's goal line catch called back due to illegal man downfield. And then A.J. Brown dropped the back shoulder touchdown when Jalen threw it in the breadbasket, right? And then we had the two missed extra points. If none of that happens, we're talking about a four-touchdown day for Jalen Hurts. We're not even talking about, we're talking about him having over 250 passing yards. We're talking about him having a phenomenal day in the blizzard. And another thing is how many teams in the NFL can have all of that go against them and still come out with a win? And I also called last week, and I mentioned that I had a ton of confidence in Oren Burks, too.
He played. He did a good job. He had a big pass breakup. I mean, Junior, I understand your point, but also, like, Jalen took sacks to take them out of field goal range. He fumbled the ball. Like, he also
he had
struggles. I mean, he took a safety.
He did have his moments, and there's no denying that. There were a couple where he did hold the ball too long, and he was kind of just dancing around back there. But what I think, too, is that we have a problem with long developing concepts.
Uh-huh.
And I think this is where Jalen and Kellen Moore, they need to get together and start working on the quick game again. Because we saw it early on in the season. It was working really well. They were hitting those short outs, those little slants. They were hitting everything close. And they kind of just started going away from it. And I'm not sure why. But that's kind of where that issue is. But I think they had a phenomenal game yesterday. I think we're going to win on Sunday. This is just a special team that fights for each other. That they're ready to die for each other out on that field. And no matter what happens, it seems like they always overcome that adversity. And it feels like every week they're always talking about how Sirianni's talking about adversity and how they have to overcome everything.
Dog mentality. They have the dog mentality. Junior, good phone call.
Well, dog mentality.
They have dog mentality. It is a close team. I mean, look, they've lost one football game since September. They're a great team. They've shown that now for a long, long time. And they're two wins away from a parade. Where's somebody going to New Orleans? We could be doing a show from parade in a few weeks. Are you ready for that one? You got your coat?
Yeah, I just got a coat the other day, so I'm good.
Yeah.
I didn't think about that, being outside.
Was it warm? It seemed like a nice coat.
You think they're going to put us outside?
For the parade? Yeah.
I ain't trying to be outside.
Well, Hugh, that usually parades aren't inside, so.
Well, yeah, I'm talking about. But, last time I remember coming to the parade, we were actually in, like, a building.
Oh, maybe. I don't know exactly where. I'm just saying. Good thing you have a code. 215-592-9494. We'll get into the Commanders matchup. First thoughts, a look at the line, what it means, your phone calls in the next hour right here on the Midday Show as the Eagles get set for the NFC Championship game on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Let's talk about bacon. Specifically, let's talk about Hatfield bacon. I love bacon, y'all. Y'all know I can eat bacon all day long. I can eat it for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And then start the day off eating some bacon, some more. It's delicious, and there are so many different flavors and cuts to choose from, like hardwood smoked bacon. Got to slow these down because it gets a little weird when I do this part. Applewood smoked bacon. They got thick-cut hardwood smoked bacon. And then there's that extra thick-cut maple brown sugar bacon. You know I love bacon. So do yourself a favor and get you some Hatfield bacon today. Head to simplyhatfield.com and put some pork on your fork.